Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and glad you're here, along with our good friend, Joyce Weiss. Joyce is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years. She's been joining us. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life, also Full Speed Ahead. She's one of the people who helps people just like you and me get our act together, get turned around, and get our businesses and our lives back on track, and she's here to talk to us about that very topic. Joyce Weiss, welcome back to the show.
Oh, always great being here. We never know what we're going to talk about, listeners, so be prepared.
Good to have you back, Joyce. Don't tell them our little secret, Joyce. They don't know.
Sorry.
Hey, okay, so one of the things that happens to small business owners is very insidious. We love what we do so much that we don't think we're working. I mean, even though it's a struggle and it's very intense, it's very stressful, making payroll on Friday, getting customers, but fundamentally we love this thing that we do, and even so we do it so much, we love it so much that sometimes we don't realize when the candle is about to run out of wax. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I hear this from my clients all the time, because I speak and consult professionally all over the United States, and I'm listening to them and say, oh, yeah, I get it, and oh, yeah, I get it, as I am burning out with even knowing about it, just like you're mentioning. And finally, the good news, and that's why I call this the good news of burnout, when you finally, when the body is smarter than we are, and it breaks down, hopefully not horrendously, but I'm talking about an infection here, you get a flu, whatever it is, if it has happened because all your friends, your relatives say, you know, you're burning both ends of the candle, and don't you realize it? And you're right, Jim. You know, if you're a small business owner, most of us love what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't listen to those around us, because we continue and we do. And
we're having a good time.
having a great time, no matter. Also, it's a little exhaustion. So this, that. Well, finally, when we get sick, if we're smart, and this is why I really did want to talk about this today, because this happened to me this summer, and we start listening to the body, and we say, the good news about burnout is it's time for a change, because you don't want to go back to getting sick again, or all of a sudden not liking it for maybe a few hours and saying, oh, my God, what's going on? So I think it's extremely important when this happens to us, because as high achievers, we don't bend, we break.
Mm-hmm.
When we do break, pay attention, figure what can we do. And that's what happened to me, you know, towards the end of the summer, I'd say.
What happened? Can you say what happened?
Of course. I've got this infection, that infection for an entire month.
And wow.
Yes. And that's when I started really recognizing.
And you determined that it wasn't that you just happened upon a bunch of sick people that made you sick. You felt like it was your body was getting to the point where it couldn't fight anything off.
Yes, and it's the first time in 30 years that I said, I don't know if I even like this. And then I quickly got that out of my mind and said, mm-hmm. Of course, I love facilitating small groups and love, you know, helping them have tough conversations. I don't love certain aspects of my speaking consulting career.
Right,
and I said, there you go, Joyce, there's your answer.
Well, I can relate because, you know, not that long ago, I was burning it at both ends pretty significantly for an extended period of time. And I don't even mean weeks or months, really. A long time. And all of a sudden I noticed that I was starting to act like people say that they feel when they're diagnosed as being depressed.
Yes.
Well, Joyce, Jim Blasingame doesn't get depressed.
of course.
It's not possible for me to be depressed. Not like that. Not in any kind of a chronic way or anything like that. And I said, this isn't, and my point is, I said to myself, this isn't me. This way I'm feeling, this isn't me. Mm-hmm. And so I just announced one day, I said, I'm leaving and I won't be back today. Mm-hmm. And I got in my car and I had nowhere to go and all day to get there. And I actually went to a place and I drove there and I did some things I wanted to do and I came back and I drove back. But my point is on the way back, I kind of took a wrong turn and I was on the wrong road. I was going the wrong direction. And then I said, ordinarily that would have really made me, I would have been irritated at myself for doing that. But I said, so what? Wonder where this road takes me. And I just drove on that road.
That's great.
And when I came back, I was good.
Sure.
Sometimes you just need to get the heck out from under your four walls.
Yes. And the important thing is what you discovered, and this is what I'm finding out from all my audiences and, of course, from my own experience, is that movement helps us.
Yeah.
I mean, I always suggest to my clients, whether it's depression, whether it's total, if it's exhaustion and you're sick, that's different. You got to go to sleep. If it's maybe a little bit of the burnout where you just can't stand it anymore, you get on a bike, you go for a walk,
don't you think that the key is to do it alone, just to go, because usually all the things that are going on is other people pushing things under our noses. You know, and talking to us. Don't you think the key is to be alone, to get away from everything?
So you concentrate on your noise.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Turn the radio up and you know, however you want it. Roll the windows down, turn the air on full blast, roll the windows down, whatever it takes, right?
Yeah. And then start, if you're lucky enough, you'll listen, and I have an expression, you get what you tolerate, and I use it, and my clients love it. Well,
like
all
that.
Of a sudden, we
get what
small
you tolerate.
Business owners, you get what you tolerate. We got to listen to ourselves, and all of a sudden this summer I said, Joyce, you're tolerating all these stupid infections because you're not.
Doctor, heal thyself.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah. Hey, Joyce, give us your website, please.
JoyceWeiss.com.
W-E-I-S-S.
Yes.
Is the last name. Joyce, like you think it would be. JoyceWeiss.com. They can find your books there, too, right?
Find the book, find all kinds of free resources and how to deal with conflict in the workplace. Yes, whether it's signing up for my blog, whether it's getting the free videos.
And is there anything in there about the burnout subject?
There's all kinds of articles on that, absolutely.
All right, so check that out, folks. We'll take a quick break, come back right back after these messages with our good friend Joyce Weiss. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.